Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 12th, 2019, looking at the first portion of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they and some others came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They entered in and didn't find the Lord Jesus' body. While they were greatly perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. Becoming terrified, they bowed their faces down to the earth. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He isn't here, but he is risen. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." They remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The other women with them told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them to be nonsense, and they didn't believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering what had happened. Behold, two of them were going that very day to the village named Emmaus, which was 60 stadia from Jerusalem. They talked with each other about all of these things which had happened. While they talked and questioned together, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you talking about as you walk and are sad about?" One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things which have happened here in these days?" He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem Israel." Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Also, certain women of our company amazed us, having arrived early at the tomb. And when they didn't find his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of us went to the tomb and found it just like the women had said, but they didn't see him. He said to them, "Foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Christ have to suffer these things and to enter his glory? Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." They came near to the village where they were going, and he acted like he would go further. They urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is almost evening, and the day is almost over." He went in to stay with them. When he had sat down at the table with them, he took the bread and gave thanks. Breaking it, he gave it to them. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Then he vanished out of their sight. This is the word of our God. Easter Sunday. Early on that day, the Sabbath of Passover week had been completed. Sabbath began at sundown on Good Friday and went through sundown on the Sabbath day, Saturday. And so there was no work, and it was a time of rest from work and a time of meditation on God's Word. And after sundown on Saturday, it was technically Easter Sunday already, according to their time frame, but the ladies didn't want to go to the tomb at nighttime to prepare that body, because that just wasn't a wise thing to do. So they prepared their spices that evening, and then got up early the next morning, and they went to the tomb. And what do they see? They see linen cloths. They don't see Jesus. They see angels, but they don't see Jesus. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He isn't here, but he has risen. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee." Time and again, throughout this chapter, throughout especially all the resurrection accounts, and throughout the rest of the New Testament, no doubt, time and again, we see that The events of Jesus' life are foreshadowed and foretold by the Old Testament. And time and again, Jesus even foretold those things himself. He said that he would be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they kept the matter to themselves, wondering, what does it mean to rise from the dead? How slow of heart to believe the word of God. May the Lord grant that we don't fall into that sort of slowness. And then the walk to Emmaus, about 60 stadia, as this translation put it, about 7 miles. You know, a good walk, but, you know, not anything they'd have to really rush through to get to their place on time, but just keep on plugging away. 60 stadia, 7 miles, talking with Jesus as he walks along with them. This is one of those sermons that we wish we could have. In addition to, obviously, we've got the Sermon on the Mount. We've got a lot of the Maundy-Thursday discourse and his high priestly prayer in John 14 through 17 or so. And if the Holy Spirit had seen fit to include this sermon for us, then that would have been wonderful. But we can draw from what is said and understand at least the gist of what Jesus was saying. He began with that very portion of Moses and all the prophets. He explained to them in all the scriptures the things about himself. Again, Jesus could have said, I'm the Son of God. I've risen from the dead. It's me. And he could have opened their eyes so that they would have seen him as he really was. But he kept his identity hidden from them. And he wanted to point them to the scripture, Moses and all the prophets, the Old Testament, even the Psalms, which tell an incredible, incredible amount about what the Messiah would do and how he would live and how he would die and rise. He wanted them to see and hold on to what they already had, not to hold on to him, because he would be ascending back to heaven visibly within about 40 days. And we'll get to that ascension in tomorrow's reading. But the main point today is that Jesus points to Scripture so that our trust can be verified. As we look back to Scripture itself, we look back to Scripture and see the promises and the foretelling, the foreshadowing, the prophecies. We look at the life of Christ and we see all these things fulfilled. And sometimes, like especially in the opening portion of the Gospel of Matthew, sometimes the gospel writers account for us and relate a lot of the prophecies that we should have picked up on. Matthew writes time and again, this happened to fulfill the word of the prophet that said, kind of a thing. But then the rest of the New Testament unfolds it for us, where Luke and here in the Gospel of Luke, and again in Acts, as he records his church history, he records these sermons that are grounded in Old Testament reality, Old Testament scripture, and then he connects it with a New Testament historical fact, that this Jesus came and did exactly what the prophets had said. And then Paul does that a ton, a lot, especially in the book of Romans. He's putting together this truth, this sermon about Jesus, based on Old Testament scripture, based on the events of Jesus' life, and then connects it to you and to me, and says, dear friend, this applies to you. And if you really want to start getting into the deeper end of the pool to see how God used the liturgical history of the Israelite people that he had set up, their worship practices, even the salvation history of God's people dating back to Abraham, then look at the book of Hebrews. And there in Hebrews, we even hear about this guy Melchizedek, who takes up all of 3 verses in Genesis. And Melchizedek takes up most of a chapter in the book of Hebrews, as we see how Melchizedek is a greater priest than any of the Jewish priests and the Levitical priesthood. And this Melchizedek was a foreshadowing or a type of Christ. And so we see even today in these scriptures, that these are the scriptures that testify about him. And so I want to thank you. Thank you for joining us every day. And thank you for joining us as we walk through Scripture, as we walk through the Gospel of Luke. And next we'll get into part two of Luke's church history, the Gospel of Acts. And two things today as we wrap up. Just say a prayer of thanks to our God that He has given us His Word and made sure that it has stayed around until the end of time. Thank you, Lord, for that. And then in your computer or in your smartphone app, look for that little share button and think of somebody to share this podcast with so that the life of Jesus may be brought to theirs also, as found in Scripture itself. And again, you can find us Sunday morning, 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland, Savannah Road. We also have a Wells Church over at 3364 or so Nebraska Avenue in Toledo, and down in Monclova, 8353 Monclova Road. And you can follow us on Instagram. Just search for Raised with Jesus, all one word. Same thing on Twitter. God bless your day.